right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, State Senator LaTanya Johnson. And Senator Johnson, you know, I hear people say the great state of Wisconsin. It can't be a great state if all the citizens aren't included in it. And so, you know, I always get frustrated when I hear people say that, because, again, the economic engine of the entire state is being ignored. And it didn't just start. It's been going on for, you know, far too long. Let me ask you, what's your thought on what just happened with the United States Supreme Court striking down the state Supreme Court's decision on redistricting?
I think it's absolutely horrible, and it's a blow for minorities that could possibly be all across this nation. So there were going to be two arguments for the VRA, for VRA violations. There was one from Will, Wisconsin Law and Liberty, I believe. And yes. Senator Taylor also was in the process of filing a lawsuit saying that the maps violated the VRA. Now, the VRA protects voting rights for people of color and individuals who, have kind of like English as a second language, other protected minority groups like Hispanic individuals and right. And that sort. But what Governor Evers did was, because the black population grew, he took Assembly District 14, which was 83% white, and made that into a 53% black district, 32% white, 5% Hispanic, and 6% Asian, so basically turning it into a 70% minority seat. Basically, what the Supreme Court says is that they didn't feel that it was enough information provided to prove that that seventh minority seat or black seat was needed, and basically they prefer the seats to be race neutral. Now, the problem with that is that
the seats aren't race neutral. What are they talking about? They aren't race neutral now.
Exactly, especially when you had a seat that was 83% white. Right. Senator Taylor's argument was that the maps violated the Voting Rights Act because she felt like it diluted the black vote. And with the Voting Rights Act, it's against the law for people to create seats specifically for color. For race. And so the Republicans are guilty because they pack black majority seats. And Governor Evers tried to correct that by creating a seventh seat and spreading some of that out. The downside, or what could be the downside for the entire nation, is because now it's going to make it harder, or their decision could possibly make it harder, for people to draw minority seats. And that was the big issue that all of us were concerned about in those VRA arguments. It's true that most cases, Democrats and Republicans are not on the same side, and this proves why. Because if their argument is correct, it will be difficult, except for packing, to create other minority seats without, you know, a preponderance of evidence of why it's needed.
Well, but you're not going to be able to, again, when I keep repeating the same thing, when black people segregated in a state and only make up 5% of the population, you're never going to be able to create anything other than that. That's the reality of where we live and what's happening right now. You know, black people live in Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee. And right in the southern, eastern portion of the state, the rest of the state is everything but black. So how is that going to ever be anything but that?
And Republicans were upset, too, because of the way that the maps were drawn. Because that additional minority seat was added, it made one of their Senate seats, which was Senate District 5, more competitive versus, you know, just it being
Republican control, right.
Right, and that was why we saw Dale Cuyanga basically bowing out, because he was drawn into Senator Alberta Darling's district, which is really similar to what they did in 2011 when they drew the maps and displaced Fred Kessler, Sandy Pasch, Josh Zepnick, and the other senator from Racine. So now they have to go back to the drawing board. The frustrating part is that we don't know what the maps will look like. The Wisconsin Supreme Court can either go back and dive deeper and prove why this seat is needed, or they can accept the Republican maps. Either way, the Democrats didn't benefit from this map, because the map was gerrymandered so bad in 2011 that it was always going to be a win-win for Republicans. If this seventh seat isn't created, then it's still going to be a win-win for Republicans.
So if Governor Evers' map that he created, there is not going to be an easy solution to this. But if Governor Evers' map, and I've heard others like Senator Taylor, rail against it, then where is there going to be one that's even better, if there is such a thing, to make things a little more equitable than the one he presented? For people of color.
Well, a conversation for Senator Taylor is completely out now, because they said that Governor Evers' map favored black candidates too much because it created that seventh seat. So it definitely didn't violate the Voting Rights Act for diluting the black vote. If anything, they said that it protected the black vote too much. And so that's the issue. But at the end of the day, it stands to really just, you know, create, unprecedented cases throughout the nation if this stands, if it's not, you know, fought and litigated and won, because it's going to be harder for other parts of the country to draw minority seats specifically for minorities, or ones that minorities would have a fair chance of winning.
You know, Senator Johnson, the time went by too fast. I've got to reach out to you again, because you guys are out of session now, and yeah. Maybe you got a little more time on your hands. I promise you, I'll be reaching back out to you. A lot of ground to cover, and a short period of time to do it in, but. Thank you for spending the time with us this morning, and I'll be reaching out to you again real soon.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful day.
You too. All right. Thank you. That's State Senator LaTonya Johnson, and I want to thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be joined by Acting Mayor Cavalier Johnson on tomorrow. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Sam, as always, for doing a yeoman's job. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Everybody be safe. See you on tomorrow. Bye.